laying over there in the ditch, and he wouldn't even go over to look at him. He did not want to be associated in any way. Did not want to care for him in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Didn't make any difference to him. He was not concerned. He wouldn't cross the road to help because he just did not want to get involved. One of the reasons that I love your pastor so much is he and I have had an opportunity to travel an awful lot when I was here and out making visits and making calls and going places and doing things, and he never passes by anybody in need without stopping to help or trying to help. Just never does. That's just his attitude. And boy, not this guy. And then let's move on to the Levite. We'll call him a church member today, okay? He in the original language here, he's called a temple servant, just a church member like you and I. Today, because that's what I am now. I'm not a pastor. I'm just a church member, okay? And that's an important thing. Did you know that? That's a special thing. Don't ever belittle that in any way. And guess what he did? Well, look there, if you will, in verse 32. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. So he walked over and looked down at him, at least. And then went back to the other side of the road and took off down the road. Made no attempt, no offer to help him in any way. Why? Well, you know, I wondered, why would you do that? I can remember several times there's been different things put on TV over the years and people just kind of the man on the street going out and just televising people doing things, seeing if they would pick up lost money and stick it in their pocket, or see if they would give money to somebody begging on the street, or just see if they and of course most of them just pass by. Folks, now listen to me this morning, that is never an option for Christians. We're not here to pass by, okay? We're here to do something. We're here to do what God wants us to do and what God puts us in a position to do. Okay, when God gives us an opportunity to do it, we better do it. Because you know what? He's got somebody else that will. And when you don't do it, you lose the blessing. It's just that simple. So, we got this Levite. Maybe he drew the wrong conclusion. I don't know. Maybe he thought, well, you know, he's drunk again. Been fighting. He deserves what he got. Who knows? Perhaps he just didn't want to get involved. Or perhaps he just absolutely didn't care. I don't know. The attitude of the thieves, what's yours is mine, I'm going to take it. The attitude of the religious, what is mine, I'm going to keep it. Now, let's look at the attitude of the innkeeper. This is interesting because I've never seen or heard anybody else do this, but this kind of caught my eye as I read the story. The attitude of the innkeeper, what is mine is yours if you'll pay for it.